I think what we need here is a little bit of a refresh. Hi guys, welcome back. My name is Janelle Roberts and I am your host of the To All The People podcast. And I'm just so excited for this episode. There's so many great things that I just like want to talk to you about. But most importantly, I feel like we've been indulging a little bit in our own feelings and the thing that's been going on with us. But I think I want this episode to be about who we are. Let's get back to who we are. Let's get back to centering ourselves. Let's get back to focus on who we want to become and what it is that we want to do. A couple of episodes ago, I had Bahaja on here and I absolutely loved having her. And it was so funny because like I was telling her about like how I've been writing to myself and saying, I am a world maker, I am a storyteller. That's how I journal to myself. And she goes, oh, I love that you write scriptures to yourself. I always write scriptures to myself. And I was like, scriptures? I've never thought of it that way. I've never thought of my words and what I say being so prolific for it to be scriptures. And today I want to ask you, what kind of scriptures are you writing to yourself? What are things that you are saying about yourself? What are things that you want in this world? What is it that you want to become? Because nothing is real unless we allow it to be. And what I mean by that is when it comes to nuances and issues in our life, when people talk about us or say things or do things, it doesn't have to be real unless we allow it to be. It doesn't have to be real. When it comes to our dreams and our goals and what we want, it can be real. And I saw this video on TikTok about this guy who was talking about quantum physics and how it works. He was saying that the universe will give you whatever it is that you want. That's just how it works. The universe will give you whatever it is that you want. The universe will give you whatever it is that you say from your mouth. The universe will give you whatever you want, even when it comes to your scriptures. Now, your scriptures might be invigorating and uplifting, but what are the scriptures that we are saying to ourselves when we are comparing ourselves to someone else? What are the scriptures that we are saying to ourselves when we're trying to figure out what it is that we want to do? What are the scriptures that we are saying to ourselves when we say we're not good enough, I'm not good enough? If you are announcing this negativity into the universe is going to think, oh, they love this. Let me just keep giving it to them. Let me just keep giving it to them. And if you were to switch that and be like, well, I am beautiful, I am brilliant, I am positive, the universe is going to keep giving you that. And which I want you to understand is, in a way, when you think about it, the universe, when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to the things that you want in life, there's no way for it to tell what is good and bad, what is right and what is wrong. Do you get what I'm saying? Because the universe actively acts as this soundboard where we can announce whatever it is that we want. I know some of you are like, how does God and this, and Janelle, you talk about God and faith a lot, and how does that come together as one when it comes to manifestation and what it is that we want and blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that. They work together. They work together in so many different ways. There are so many references about belief. That term belief and believe is written within the Bible so many times, I can't even begin to count on it. Manifestation can be the way that you think about yourself. And I think it's an easy word to replace from the fact that what manifestation actually means is trust, trusting the process and belief and believing that and knowing that everything that you want will work out in your favor. We just have to work on how we are shifting our mind and how we are thinking about what it is that we want to work in our favor. A lot of us can get so stuck and a lot of us can dwell on so many different things. And I was having a conversation with one of my close girlfriends where I said to her, I was like, I really am not a pressed person. Like, I don't really care that much. Like, if something is this, then I just leave it at that. If someone makes me uncomfortable or something happens, I start to pull back. Unless we're close, then we can have conversations. But even in my relationships with people, I am very selective about who I choose to have around me because I don't always have to have super uncomfortable conversations because my friends are a reflection of who I am, meaning that they move with love in the same essence in the same way that I do. But there will be times and moments where there will be things that will kind of derail us from our dreams. And what happens is I think of it as a test, right? It goes back to what I said when I said that oftentimes you will be the test that other people fail, but most importantly, you can be the test that other people can be the test that you pass. Do you get what I'm saying? So what I'm saying about that is I was talking to my friend, my best friend Cameron, and I was like saying, I just hate how like annoyed I am like with just this one situation because I'm not a super annoyed. I'm not a super pressed person. It feels like I'm losing like friendships. I feel like what I'm learning is like I am such a giver and everyone that I'm losing in my life are people that have taken from me. I was no longer service or need of them. So what they did was they just decided to toss me to the side because I didn't realize subconsciously that I was working so hard for these relationships. And I didn't realize that some of these people that were removed out of my life were upset at me for removing myself, or it would be this way. I would remove myself or God would remove them. And when I started realizing how I was feeling after losing these relationships, I didn't find myself feeling sad or depressed. I just found myself like, wow, you know, like, thank you God for not allowing this person to waste my time anymore. And moving forward, instead of sitting in it and dwelling in it, my best friend Cameron said to me, she goes, I give myself 24 to 72 hours to be pressed, sad, and annoyed about something else. And that's it. She literally basically said, like, she, in a way, like, has, like, a doctrine with her own self that, like, after this point, I'm moving on from it. I am moving on from it. I'm leaving that place. And it's so crazy because it really is just such a mind shift. Like whenever you talk about something that's bothering you, you give it power. You give it so much power. And that's like literally why I've been thinking lately, like stop venting. Vent less and pray more. Learn when to shut the fuck up. Like I hate to say it that way, but learn when to not give things power because the moment that you announce that into the universe is the moment that you are manifesting. Because when you're talking about how annoyed and pressed and it just prolongs into these months and these weeks, into these years of our lives that we're losing, we are just allowing the universe to think, oh, she really enjoys this, so I'm just going to keep giving her more of it. Give yourself moments to feel it. But give yourself moments to move on from it. I honestly feel like what's been one thing that I really, really, really want to reel in, because I feel like so many of us might be feeling a lot of different things. Like we might be going through a lot of shifts lately. And I think what I want you to pay more attention to is how are we reacting in these shifts? Like how are we reacting when we are losing these friendships? How are we reacting when we're not getting the job or the promotion? How are we talking to ourselves when these aren't working out? What habits are we picking up? Because, you know, it's great to talk about how you feel. It's great to, you know, let people know what's going on with you, but to what extent of that? Because there's going to come to a moment where the venting feels good for a second. And then after that second runs out, you're back feeling 10 times more powerless than you did before because you just announced it out loud into the universe. You just announced it. Give yourself 24 to 72 hours to feel some type of way about something before you can let it go. You just have to. You cannot keep dwelling on things that aren't working out. Because the moment we dwell, the more power we give it over us. Like, I don't think we as humans realize how powerful our words are. We see so many people talking about, I have anxiety, or I have this, I have that. And it's just like, yeah, I mean, but announcing that over and over and labeling yourself as someone that has this, how much of that are we allowing to have power over our lives and who we are? And some might be like, Janelle, I feel like that's just like so cold for you to say and vice versa. No, I'm being so for real. Because I remember when I was super depressed and how I woke up every day telling myself that I was depressed. And my habits started to become depressed. I couldn't eat. And then when I would eat, I would gorge. I couldn't get out of bed. It was hard for me to be involved in my relationship. And it just felt like so many things were just happening because every moment I decided during that time period that I would spend 3 years of my life living that of what a depressed person might be. Because I woke up every single day telling myself this, telling myself that something was wrong with me. I woke up every day telling myself that something was wrong with me. And I became the shell of a person who got derailed from their dreams and their goals because she became something else other than what she was. And it's hard when you don't have the tools to deal with things that are happening to you and through you. It's hard when we live in a society that doesn't push us to have compassion for ourselves. It's hard to live in a society that doesn't teach us to love ourselves. In the age of Ozempic and body dysmorphia and girls that don't look like you and girls that don't even look like themselves and the way that men should behave and the way that women should behave and the amount of wags we see on the internet and the amount of I want to finance bro we see on the internet, there are so many different things that are changing who we are as a person morally, and it's derailing us from our dreams and our goals because there are a million and one ways to be besides who you are. These apps and social media and society is constantly regurgitating the same thing over and over. It's the same factory. It's the same thing. It's the same stories. It's the same feelings. It's the same people. It's the same ads telling us over and over and over again that we are not enough. And what is happening is that we are being derailed from our goals and our dreams. And most importantly, we are being derailed from who we are. These beings, these creatures that are emotional, these creatures that are beautiful, these creatures that are human, these creatures that have sympathy, empathy, these creatures that love books, that love writing, that love reading, that love music, right? We're being so derailed from who we are because who we are doesn't seem like it's enough right now. And being derailed from the scope, I feel like a lot of us were born into a world where we were forced to kind of somewhat like be derailed from like who we are, you know, when we talk about our backgrounds, when we talk about our families. And like, that's literally why, like, after season one of To All the People podcast, I was like, we got to do something different because we can't keep sitting in this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it stinks, right? We're constantly sitting in this shit and we're over here saying, damn, something stank, but don't even realize that we are just sitting in it. We're sitting in it. All of these feelings, all of these nuances, I want you to just think to yourself, like, when was the last time I went back to the drawing board? And when I say the drawing board, when was the last time you went to the drawing board of you? When was the last time you just grabbed a piece of paper and wrote your name in the middle of it? And you said, my name, Janelle, or whatever your name may be, and you draw webs from it. And you draw webs of the most important things in your life. Family. Singing. Writing. Hell, even if it's content creation at it. When was the last time you just watched your favorite movie as a child? When was the last time you did something that you loved when you were a kid? When was the last time you took the time out to prioritize how you felt as a child? And as we're getting older, I'm starting to realize, wow, it's kind of sad how much more freer often of us feel when we were younger than we are adults right now. There was so much freedom in being a child. Let's get back to that childlike presence. Let's get back to those dreams. I think what I want you to do on this episode is, and it's so funny because a lot of you guys have been writing in and you've been saying, like, I journal so much after listening to these podcasts, Janelle. Like, thank you so much. I journal so, so much. I'm like, really? Like, wow. Like, that makes me so happy that y'all are taking the time to journal. But I never thought of it that way. And it's so funny because I write so many different prompts. And I saw this video with Octavia Butler, and I actually really want to read to you what it is that I saw. And it is some powerful stuff, because when you start realizing that all of these people that we admire, these writers, these artists that we admire, they were manifesting. They were chanting to themselves. They were writing scriptures to themselves to remind themselves, like, who the fuck I am. And you need to remind yourself who the fuck you are. Like, you need to remind yourself that you are her. That you are that girl. Like, I want you to stop worrying about everybody else around you. Stop feeling so derailed. Like, give yourself 72 hours. And after that, babes, we got to pick ourselves up because we got to get back to us. There's too many different things in life that are constantly going to distract us. And some things are going to be so massive. You're like, what the fuck? And some things are going to happen back to back. They always say things happen in three. And I am a firm believer in it. I'm a firm believer in it. Things tend to happen in threes. But the thing is like everything that's happening in your life around you, I want you to realize that these are all tests, and these are all tests meant to distract you from your goals, because God is like, if I give her this, if I give him this, if I let this relationship implode on them, if I let this come out, if I let this happen, if I let them feel this way, are they going to keep running back to me? In which way and how way? How are they going to keep showing up to me? Are they going to blame me? Are they going to keep failing the test that I'm giving them? Because everything's been pretty good right now. Everything's been smooth sailing. But like, I'm going to keep giving my strongest soldier that battle because I want to see how she's going to react when I give it to her. Is she going to allow it to derail her? I can't even believe that I had a situation on social media so massive happen that I thought about throwing everything away because of fear. I allowed a situation to put me in such a fear-like state. It was so hard festering through messages of people that didn't know me telling me to kill myself, telling me that I wasn't enough, telling me that I'm not good enough, all because someone hates themselves so much that they wanted me to hate myself too. Someone had the power to get online and make up something. And then one day it hit me. It was like, this doesn't have to be real unless I allow it to be. And then I was over it. Like, you think I'm finna let somebody that hates themselves and continues to fail tests that God give them derail me? I don't ever want to feel like that. Hell no. I'm so much more than that. And you got to know that. Like, you're so much more than that. You are so much more. You are groundbreaking. You are a story maker. You are a storyteller. You are meant to do amazing things. Now, before I start getting off track, I want to really read you guys this expert that I saw from Octavia Butler's, Emily Clark just popped up on my TikTok. By the way, if she's ever listening to this, I love my girl, Emily Clark. She's killing it. Congrats on your new house. So funny. I literally just opened up TikTok and it just popped up. But I've been, this post from Octavia Butler, I've been sending it to literally so many of my friends and people I love, because like, I want them to like, I don't know. I just want the people in my life to like feel deeply connected to themselves. You know, I don't want them to be sitting over here worried and, you know, so anyway, so Excerpts from Octavia Butler's journals that'll light a creative fire inside of you. This is what she wrote in her journal. And I want you guys to do this. I want you to grab a pen and paper. I want you to do this. I want you to hear this. Even if you have to pause it and play it back, this is what she wrote to herself. You are going to write out the dreams that you want, who you are. Octavia Butler is known for writing. She's an amazing writer. She's written so many amazing books. She's won so many awards. She's changed the scope of so many amazing things. But this is what she wrote. I am a best-selling writer. I write best-selling books and excellent short stories. Both books and short stories win prizes and awards. Every day, in every way, I am researching and writing my award-winning best-selling books and short stories. Every one of my books reaches and remains for two and more months at the top of the bestsellers list of Publishers Week, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, etc., etc., etc. So be it. See to it. For my own excellent Santa Monica home, this is like, I want you to keep in mind, she's writing this before any of this happens. For my own excellent Santa Monica home that is mine, free and clear, and that I am always able to maintain and pay all taxes on without effort, I am a world weaver, word maker, storyteller, bestseller. Yes, word weaver, world maker, storyteller, bestseller now. Emotional drive, strive always and always and at all times, always for intensity, cold or hot, hard or soft, gut-wrenching or deeply stealing, utter intensity. I shall be a best-selling writer. Each of my books will be on the bestseller list of LAT, NYT, PW, WP. My novels will go on to the above list whether publishers push them hard or not, whether I'm paid high advance or not, whether I ever win another award or not. This is my life. I write best-selling novels. My novels go on to the bestseller list on or shortly after publications. My books will reach by millions of people. I will buy a beautiful home in an excellent neighborhood. I will send poor black youngsters to the Clarence or other writers' workshops. Clarion, I believe. I will help poor black youngsters broaden their horizons. I will help poor black youngsters go to college. My books will be read by millions of people. So be it, see to it. She starts off by saying, I'm a best-selling author, best-selling writer. Her scripture to herself when she's journaling is she is announcing to the universe who she is. There's no I hope to be. There's no I wish to be. I am. I am a best-selling author. I am a best-selling author. I am the number one content creator if you want that to be for you. I reach millions of people. Like, you need to write scriptures. You need to get on your little iPad, or if you don't have one, get something. Get a little note, get on some Pinterest, get a magazine cutout, and you need to sit there and you need to get back to the drawing board. You need to get back to the drawing board. There's too many things happening right now. There's so many things that are being unmasked and uncovered. It's back to the drawing board. And what I want you to do is I want you to start off with that bubble chart I told you about where you say you put your name in the middle and then you draw only three important things. I don't want it to be scattered where there's a million things because we start getting overwhelmed. And I want you to just kind of shut off your computer. I want you to shut off your internet, not shut it off, but I don't want you to be on social media. Because right now is the time for you to really close your eyes and think about who you are. What is it that you want to do? Who do you want to become? What is that thing that keeps you up at night? A lot of people are like, I don't know what it is that I want. Nah, you know what it is because you think about it all the time. Your indecisiveness is rooted in the simple fact that you are always relying on other people to tell you who you should be and what you should do. Your indecisiveness is rooted in the fact that you want the approval of other people and not for yourself. You know exactly what it is that you want. You have to just look inward and focus on what it feels. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to visualize what it feels like to finally get that $1 million in your bank account. Like, some of y'all are going to be smiling. Like, some of y'all are probably smiling right now. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to visualize what it feels like to have that dream that you've been wanting to do come true. Maybe there's an audience around you. Maybe you're talking. Maybe there's fans. Maybe your song just hit the top of the list. Maybe you just got one of your biggest paid brand deals. Maybe you got that acting job you wanted. I want you to reel in on what that feeling feels like. What does it feel like to feel all of those things? What does it feel like? Because when I think about it, when I think about all the things that I want, when I think about all the things, like what it feels like to feel it, I almost get emotional. I can almost cry because I'm so proud of myself. And one thing that Octavia Butler wrote too is how she dedicated her time every day to achieving that goal. She dedicated her time every day to achieving that dream, whether it be an hour. She carved out a piece of her time to achieve that dream. Because the dream shouldn't be about. And one thing that she said in there, she said, basically what she implied is, I hope my books reach millions even if it can't be pushed, I hope it does what it does. That lets me know that her love for it is deeper than monetary. And that's when the blessing shows up. If it's about just money for you, you know, it'll feel good. But to what extent? I think when it becomes more about doing something that you love, the passion that you feel behind it is what keeps you going and keeps you staying in that career. When I think about To All the People Media, right? I think about how nobody is in here right now but me. I also think about how this place is going to be booked and busy. I smile when I think about it. I get so excited when I think about it. Like, wow, those days I spent questioning when this was going to happen and it did. What? All of this for me? What? Those nights I cried saying, how am I going to do this? How is this going to happen? How am I going to build the right team? It happened. And you mean to tell me, God? You mean to tell me, God, that we're opening up another studio in another city? Like, that's how you have to be when it comes to journaling about your dreams. When you make that bubble chart, take that moment to visualize just like we did. And then from that point on, I want you to write a goodbye letter to who you've been. I want you to say goodbye. And I want you to apologize to yourself. I am sorry for allowing myself to get derailed. I'm sorry for allowing myself to feel betrayal at the expense of losing who I am and my own feelings. I'm sorry that a large part of me felt like I lost my morality. I'm sorry that I lost a bit of myself through this breakup. I'm sorry that this friendship heartbreak hurt you so bad. You didn't deserve that. And then once you start apologizing to yourself, I want you to go underneath and I want you to say, I am letting go. I'm letting go. Nothing is real unless I allow it to be. And this doesn't have to be real anymore for me. Doesn't it feel good to just take back your power? Doesn't it just feel so damn good to just take back your power? To focus on you, because we've been spending so much time focusing on everything else, being derailed by everything else. It feels so good, doesn't it? And now that you've done that, I want you to sit on that. And I want you to write next after that. What is it that I want in this life of mine? Okay, I want my own home or my own apartment. I want to move out of my parents' house. I want to pay off debt. I want to start my own business. I want to start content creating. I want to have a better relationship with my parents. I want to have a better relationship with my daughter. I want to go to college. Write those things out. And now that we have an understanding of who you are because we've built that web and we said goodbye, when that letter is written, you need to fold it up and tuck it away. And then what we do is we go back towards the end of the year and we read and we're like, oh, damn, we've come a long way. A year from now, a year from this point. And now that we've done this, the next thing that I want you to do after doing this is I really, 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 really want you to get back to making that vision board. Who are you? I know it's on mine. Mine is like CEO with a bunch of dollar signs behind it. Mine is like my style. Like, I want to elevate my style a little bit. So there's some natural hair on there. I want my hair to grow. I'm getting married. Marriage is on there. I want you to do that. And once you have created that vision board, every day moving forward, I want you to keep doing those journal entries where it's, I am a best-selling author. I am this X, Y, and Z. I am. There is no more space for me to hate myself. There's no more space for me to be hard on myself. All I can do is love myself and fill myself up with love and light. I love myself too much to lose myself. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. I don't want you to relate to everybody around you and their problems. I don't want you to listen to this podcast because I'm someone that's saying or self-diagnosing myself and you are listening because you're like, oh, I might have that too. No, I want us to heal from all of these worries and this stress. I want you to know that you're beautiful. I want you to go off and do amazing things. Also, I've been meaning to give a shout out to Salome. She is a creator that's been following to all the people podcast book for such a long time, and I just want to applaud her for coming out with her own podcast that she dedicated to me, which is insane, called Tones. And she's interviewing so many amazing people. So please go check that out. And that's the thing. There is so much room at the table for all of us. And it makes me just so happy to see that. So if you can, go check it out. It's called Tones. Her name is Salome. If you need to check her out, I follow her on my page. But applaud yourself because we're moving on. We're not, you know, today's a perfect day to let it go and move on. This honestly may be one of my favorite episodes I've recorded in a while. Like, I know that I say that all the time. I need to stop saying that. I say that all the time. But I want you to focus on the people. Well, I want you to focus on yourself and not all of the people that you loved before loving yourself. I want you to focus on yourself. This was a very good reboot, a very good restart episode. And yeah, I love you guys so much. I just want you guys to thrive and prosper and be happy and stop self-diagnosing yourself. Stop thinking these things are wrong with you. Stop relating to people because there's the trauma bond. You're trauma bonded with them. No, like, I don't want to sit in this anymore. We want to be happy. We want to be brilliant. We want to be exceptional. There's just like this new thing where people are like, I don't want to be extraordinary. I'm like, nah, babes, I want to be fucking extraordinary. I don't care. I want to be extraordinary washing my dishes. I want to be extraordinary in Saint-Tropez. I want to be extraordinary on this podcast. I want to be extraordinary because God lives through me. And I think it's an easy cop out to not fulfill your dreams. So I love you guys so much. This is the To All the People podcast. I will see you guys in my next episode. I love this one. You guys have a great rest of your Monday, and I'll see you soon. Bye.